My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how much you should spend on marketing software per month.
How much do you spend per month?
Too much. Like, let's see. Let's look at it really quick. Probably $2,000 a month.
I feel we spend too much and we're under 500.
No comment.
You also spend money like it's water, though.
No comment.
That's a whole different topic. But you know what? Eric enjoys his life, so more power to you. So here's the thing with the marketing software. Most of you guys, and even Eric's mentioned this, and like he knows and he's working on fixing this, and I already feel we're bad too, in which we just keep paying for more and more software solutions. One of my VP of sales for my ad agency, we were at a event the other day, and the event was for a company called Fortiv, which is an industrial holding company. They're, I think, publicly traded. They're worth like 27, 28 billion, something like that, right? They're huge. And they do like 6 or 7 billion a year in revenue. When we were looking at them and someone in there was doing a presentation, I was there speaking, but right after me, someone came, he did a presentation and he was talking about Google Analytics 360 and how they use it. And Nick turned to me and he's like, dude, we should get this. And I'm like, no, we're not paying $100,000. And the one Nick knew it was $100,000 per year. He's like, yeah, of course, it's not worth it. But in general, a lot of people want to pay for software because it's cool, has all these features, but most people don't do jack shit with the data. They don't take action. So my rule of thumb internally is like, you want to buy something, make sure that we're using what we already have. Show me that we are, we're maximizing and why we need this solution. And then either Mike, who runs the ad agency, he's a CEO, or I will try to get on the phone, talk to the vendor who's selling us software, make sure we're paying an affordable price. And two, we double check to make sure we really need it.
Yeah, actually, to Neil's point, I was actually taking all of our software costs and putting it together. If I look at our marketing costs, I think we are probably a little over 500, maybe 700 or so.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah. You have tons of software then. What's the other software do for you?
There's like sales software. There's like Asana, which I told you about. That was like...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that costs us a lot of money. So we are around that range, because the thing is, probably when you, me, or Mike go negotiate, I think a lot of times with the marketing software especially, we can work out some kind of deal where we get it for free.
Yeah, that's true. And then when it comes to other softwares, we don't use a ton of other softwares.
We don't. I think it's important because a lot of these marketing softwares, they all have the same features. There's a lot of bells and whistles. I think it's really easy to get ADD. And I think I was looking at another report a couple months back, and they're saying in the enterprise, marketing software is used, it is by far the largest expense, because so many enterprises are using, like, you know, we're talking 90 to 100 marketing tools. We're talking enterprise, huge companies. They're using a lot of these marketing tools because there's so many bells and whistles. I think it's really easy to get caught up, especially in marketing. There's so much ADD, right? It's like, oh, what about this AI thing? Oh, what about this? Oh, let's go do Instagram right now. Let's go do machine learning. Let's go do voice, for example. It's shiny object syndrome. It happens to entrepreneurs. It happens to marketers. Probably, I'd argue, more to marketers, right?
I believe it's more to marketers. I could be wrong, but I believe so.
Yeah. So I really don't have much more to add to this besides going and making sure every quarter you're paring down your costs and you're ruthlessly looking at what actually adds value and what doesn't.
Dude, Mike was the same thing. He's like, every quarter we should look at the credit card stance. Like, every quarter, I'm like, every day or every month, I'm like, there's no way we're dragging it out every quarter. Like, if I don't like something that month, I want it gone right then and there.
But you have a crazy expense sheet where it's like a daily one, right?
Yeah, I track my expenses daily because it adds up.
Yeah.
My mom always told me when I was younger, it's easier to save money than it is to make it. So if I don't have to spend it, I don't like spending it.
It's true. Neil's got that sheet, and he's got this crazy, I wouldn't say it's photographic memory, but it's pretty damn good memory where he knows everything down to the cent. Anything else to add?
The last thing is, a lot of the free tools out there, like Google provides, you can do so much more with Google Analytics than you are doing. So instead of being like, oh, we need a paid analytics solution to solve this problem or that problem, look at a lot of the free tools out there, and worst case scenario, it could be worth going to like Upwork and paying a few hundred dollars to hire someone to help you maximize the usage of these free tools before you go and pay a ton of money for, you know, the premium tools out there.
All right. So that is it for today. But before we go to singlegrain.com/giveaway to get access to our marketing goodies to grow your business. And we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.